When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trade reports regarding Pascal Siakam have been seriously escalating over just the past few hours. So we're going to discuss everything that has come out because things are getting wild right now. It's hard to keep track of all the information that is being put out there regarding the Toronto Raptors star. So we're going to break it all down, deliver it to you guys, because that's our mission here at Raptors Side, just deliver you guys the latest Toronto Raptors news. And if you want to stay up to date with everything regarding the Toronto Raptors, hit that subscribe button. Over 57% of our viewers are not subscribed. So if you're a part of that group and want to stay up to date, definitely hit that subscribe button. But let's dive into what's been going on, because I've been covering the Toronto Raptors on YouTube for the past 6-7 years now at this point. Longer if you look back to the old Raptors Side, just Twitter days. I mean, we've seen all the reports that have come out, the rise of big reporters discussing things on social media, releasing articles and stuff. I don't think I've ever seen it this crazy. The amount of big wig reporters coming out and discussing Pascal Siakam now at this point is just getting out of hand. So we're going to break down everything that's sort of going on and leading with the big guy first, Adrian Wojnarowski, as he came out on a show and released a lot of sort of information regarding Pascal. Basically, Pascal Siakam, we have a trade update as, firstly, Pascal Siakam will have a lot of say on where he goes due to his expiring contract. Again, nothing novel here. It makes sense. If he does end up leaving, he's a rental, right? He's theoretically a rental for some teams. So, you know, he's going to have to say to an opposing organization, I'd be willing to come here. I'd be potentially willing to stay, assuming things don't fall apart. Again, he's going to enter unrestricted free agency, so he gets that five-year max or the multi-year max that he's sort of expecting. So, you know, all makes sense. Woj went on to say the Raptors and Siakam are nowhere close on an extension. So, this is where things get interesting, because I've come out here, screamed from the mountaintops that I want Pascal Siakam back on the Toronto Raptors. I have to say, give him his money. Who cares? We can trade him in the future if he sort of doesn't, if a deal doesn't end up going through. But Adrian Wojnarowski, one of the more locked in guys across the NBA, saying that they are nowhere close. Now, obviously, Woj seems to not get all of the information from the Toronto Raptors front office. So, you know, maybe this could be wrong, but I don't think Woj would be coming out and spewing this if he didn't have solid, credible info. So usually he just kind of ignores Toronto Raptors news. It's not leaked. But apparently, according to Woj, they're not even close. Like, that type of language is huge, right? Not even close on a contract extension. I mean, Pascal Siakam, he's getting a max. What is Masai Ujiri sort of offering? And obviously, we've seen in the past, Masai Ujiri likes to give out these flexible type of deals. We saw it with Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka in the past, you know, these 3-year, 1-year contracts where he's not locked into a player for the future for, you know, 5 years down the line. I feel like DeMar is one of the only players that have gotten one of those contracts in the last decade of Toronto Raptors basketball, you know, with the exception of some players coming off rookie contracts. So, I mean, Pascal Siakam, I get why Masai Ujiri likes that flexibility, but Pascal's a guy that's 29 years old, entering the prime of his career. He's going to be fine. I'm shocked that they're nowhere close on contract extension negotiations if they're sort of in conversations along those lines, but that's what Woj is reporting. Additionally, Woj mentions that the Pacers as a legitimate threat to sign Siakam to a max contract this season. So the Toronto Raptors want Benedict Mathurin or Jarace Walker in a trade from Indiana, but they are holding firm that neither of them are being included because of the upcoming cap space and flexibility. So basically, as we discussed in a video earlier today, the Pacers are one of these boogeyman teams that have that free agency flexibility this offseason, so they can give Pascal Siakam a bag. So they don't feel the need to give up, you know, one of these young stars in order to acquire Pascal, even though I feel like Jarace Walker is a guy that would, his development would be sort of held back if Pascal Siakam was on that roster, given the decent bigs they already have on that team. So, I mean, I'm surprised that they wouldn't be willing to add him, given how his stats just haven't been that great this season, hasn't been given a lot of run, has played a lot of time in the G League. But I get Benedict Mathurin, maybe, especially Pascal's expiring, but they're not willing to give up anything. just solely off the fact that Pascal Siakam is a free agent and they have the cap space to sort of sign him this offseason. So that's a concerning thing there for the Toronto Raptors. And then also the Warriors are mentioned, as the Warriors are interested in Siakam, but it's a difficult pathway to make it happen due to the long-term payroll ramifications. So that's interesting, because obviously they have Andrew Wiggins locked up long-term, Klay, Steph Curry on big money deals, Draymond if he's, you know, signed there long-term. There's a lot of players that, you know, are on this sort of Golden State Warriors team that have long-term money, and they haven't been that great. I mean, Chris Paul's on a one-year deal with big money contract, but he would be an expiring. Andrew Wiggins is a player that apparently there's no real trade interest. And we had more of this article, or this sort of, I watched the video. It was also summarized pretty well here on Reddit. Basically, the Warriors also must include Jonathan Kuminga in any trade for Pascal Siakam. They must be prepared to offer Siakam unequivocal max due to the looming interest in Siakam's free agency by the Indiana Pacers. Trade interest in Wiggins has also been nearly non-existent. So, again, Andrew Wiggins' contract right now is a net negative. Given the fact his poor performance this season, given the serious money he's going to be making over the next few years, the Warriors are going to have to attach assets, or it's sort of, you're getting off of him. If the Raptors take back Andrew Wiggins, it's more of a positive for the Warriors, so they'd have to attach more sort of pieces in order to make that happen. So it's not the valuable player he kind of was regarded as just a couple of seasons ago. Now, there's been some off-the-court sort of speculation that he's dealing with things regarding his family, which could be affecting his performance this year. So, you know, I don't have full details into that. That's entirely speculation. So some have been saying, hey, buy low on Andrew Wiggins and then also accumulate more assets from the Golden State Warriors. Maybe that's a plus, but again, you're taking a major risk just given the poor play of Andrew Wiggins this season. But again, that's sort of the news from Woj. That's all the updates we're hearing. The most concerning pieces of that is frankly that the Raptors aren't close on a contract negotiation. So again, I want to see Pascal Siakam come back to the Toronto Raptors team, or at least get re-signed so we have more flexibility to trade him in the future. But it seems like the sides aren't close on a deal. So a trade, by all accounts, you know, in terms of these reports, is likely coming. And then the other sort of reporters are also discussing all of this as well. It's basically, you know, from Chris Haynes, who again has lost a lot of credibility with the Toronto Raptors after reporting that Gary Trent Jr. extension this offseason was completely wrong about that. But he came out and said that the Raptors and Pascal Siakam are on the verge of parting ways, according to Chris Haynes. So, you know, again, we're taking Chris Haynes' reports with a grain of salt because he's straight up reported wrong information in the past. But again, where there's smoke with Woj and then he's getting this sort of information elsewhere, you know, that's not nothing. It's not a nothing report there from Chris Haynes. And then I'm going to dive into it all. And then Woj also responded to the Jarace Walker stuff and saying, you know, asked if Jarace Walker would be a part of a Pascal Siakam deal. Said never say never, but I think the Pacers are very, very determined to not include Jarace Walker in any trade. Indiana's very high on him, as are other teams, of course. So basically, the Raptors are interested. The Pacers don't want to give him up. He has a lot of potential. He was a lottery pick for the Indiana Pacers this past year. We've discussed him a bunch in recent videos, but you know, it's not a never deal, even though the Pacers might indicate it could be negotiation tactics as we get closer to the trade deadline. And the crazy thing about this probably isn't going to get resolved till the trade deadline. I could be wrong. I could definitely be wrong, but I mean, the reports are going crazy right now, and it's January 12th. We have three and a half weeks of this, which is just bananas to sort of look at. And then also, basically, a Western Conference executive came out and basically said that if it very well could be it could be to a team that no one knows, like the Chicago Bulls. So now the Bulls are also getting linked to these potential trade discussions. I think the only thing Raptors fans can sort of take away from the last sort of influx of reports we've gotten over the last few hours are that it seems less and less likely Pascal Siakam is coming back or is at least getting extended to the Toronto Raptors. We know Masai Ujiri is going to trade him if he thinks he's going to walk in free agency this summer. So it sucks. It's a sad thing to hear. But a lot of teams are interested, despite the fact they all think that they have leverage. But the fact that all these teams think they can get Pascal Siakam helps the Toronto Raptors. So we'll see how it all ends up shaking out. I mean, we're going to be covering it all here on Raptors Digest. So subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.